One of the core subplots of the storyline is regarding the Combine imprisonment and use of the Vortigaunts to trap the G-Man. The multidimensional power of the Vortigaunts to detain the seemingly invincible G-Man is established in previous Half-Life lore. Through the use of their prisoner pods and substation technology, the Combine extract the power of the Vortigaunts' Vortessence chant, tune that energy, and then transmit it to the vault to contain the G-Man. To communicate this Combine process to the player without explaining it through lengthy exposition, we used musical sound patterns to represent the process implicitly. If you stand near the pods holding the Vortigaunts, you can hear them groaning their chant in a slow but semi-musical pattern. Just past the pods is the resonator, within which you can hear a distilled version of the chant energy. Finally, the cables are activated with the concentrated Vortigaunt energy, which is harmonized in varying patterns and intermittently transmitted to the vault once the energy is sufficiently tuned. If you stand near the cables while they're tuning, you'll notice the sheer size and height of the sound. This was achieved by placing the sound emitters for each cable at the locations of the actual cables themselves. The sound of the cables covers a broad frequency range, which emphasizes Steam Audio's head-related transfer function processing. That simulation, combined with the feedback of the observer's inner ear as she looks upwards, gives the same impression of scale that VR is known to give visual objects.